Wanted. Another episode in Wife Wanted. Why did Norman Howard advertise for a wife? Why did he join 8 Get Acquainted clubs and call on 18 mystic healers and fortune tellers? That is the gripping problem his most intimate friend, Bob Nolan, is trying to solve. We now find Bob Nolan and his private secretary, Dorothy Allen, in the Howard home looking over the morning mail. Bob Nolan is speaking.
And here are some of the replies to Norman Howard's want ad.
Dear Mr. Howard, let me ease your grief and bring supreme joy to your heart. You talk, you tell me all, I sit and listen. Then I analyze your case as any famous doctor does a patient. I guarantee definite help. Telephone for interview. E. Henry Vonaway, professional listener. Hillside 42 AK.
Oh, that's a new kind, Dorothy. I wonder what that bird looks like.
Sounds like a goatee. Cane and spats. Here's a good letter, Mr. Nolan.
How about reading it?
Dear Mr. Howard, I certainly like the way you advertise for companion. Why be lonely when Polly can show you many new faces and places? My escorts are chummy, neat, and they really take pride in helping lonely people. Why not call me for an interview? Polly Escort Bureau, Maine 224RD.
Not bad. What about the letter from Cleota, Dorothy?
This one?
Yes.
Would you
read it?
I see. Dear Mr. Howard, why advertise for a companion when my glamour girls know the city like an open book and can show you the time of your life? A beautiful blonde or a charming brunette can show you night spots strangers never see. Don't grow old. Live, man, live. Call right now and let me furnish an oomph girl to keep you young. Cleota Escort Service, hallway 489.
That woman ought to be in the ad writing business, Dorothy.
Do men really fall for an ad like that, Mr. Nolan?
Why not? A good way for a stranger to see the city. Think I'd better call Cleota. You know, we might save Howard a lot of trouble.
You don't think she could possibly interest Mr. Howard, do
you? Not exactly, but he might be the wrong thing. Hand me the telephone. I'll call Cleota and I'll tell her I'm down from Mexico for a lark.
Don't you think you'd better change your voice a little?
That's not a bad idea also.
Hello, pretty girls, new automobiles, go places, see and meet nice people, a jolly time for strangers, Cleota Escort Service.
Gosh, you sound good, Miss Cleota. What do you charge for an escort?
Well, would you want the day or evening service?
Tonight, if you can arrange it, what does it cost?
Only $5, and really, the fee means nothing compared to the good time my escorts will show you. You see, I handle over 200 tourists daily. We have been in business 4 years and never had a single complaint. What is your name, please?
Roy Mick. I'm in the mining business down in Old Mexico. Own the Buckhorn Claim.
Oh.
And just in for Hollywood for the weekend.
Oh, yes, Mr. Mack. I remember you now. A friend of mine told me a lot of nice things about you. What kind of trip did you have in mind, Mr. Mack?
Oh, don't make much difference. Just so I go places and see things and people. I want a good looker, too.
Well, Mr. Mack, you can feel assured that I have the most fascinating girls in the city. They are young, intelligent, refined, and they dress in the latest style. What time would you want one of the girls?
Well, how late do the girls stay out?
That is entirely up to you. You see, Mr. Mack, they will show you through our beautiful city parks, our fine churches, the YMCA grounds, or even the cemeteries.
Oh, heck, I ain't looking for any tombstones.
I beg your pardon. I was merely telling you we have a girl for every need. How about the Purple Pup Cafe or one of the nightclubs?
Oh, that's what I want. What time do they open?
Oh, about 9 o'clock. But the hot spots don't get going until about midnight.
Which club do you think would suit me?
Well, that depends on what you desire. Some people like the old maid's balloon dance, and some prefer the Purple Pup. And a lot of folks spend the whole night in the Hong Kong hen house.
What?
Oh, that's a real place. Oh, you'll see plenty, all right. Say, why not come to my studio, Mr. Mack, and meet some of the girls?
Sure sounds good.
Gay, but really very lovely.
What's your address, Miss Cleoda?
We occupy the entire south wing of the Honeybee Court at Mill and K Street. And if you could be here, say, about 10 this evening?
Maybe so.
Oh, just a moment. Pardon me, Mr. Mann.
Sure.
Hello, Dottie. Hello, Marge. My, you look stunning in that new black frock, Marge. A brand new hat, too. Really, dear, you're too adorable for words.
I want you both to be here at 10 o'clock tonight. A Mr. Mack is on the line, and he sounds like easy pickings.
Come right in. How do you do? You are Mr. Mack, I presume?
Yep, I got here all right. Gosh, you sure got some fur around here.
I'm glad you like it. Mr. Mack, may I present Miss Dottie Moore?
Good evening, Miss Moore.
Good evening.
Miss Moore is from New York. While she's waiting to enter college next month, she is helping us out here. The work also helps to pay her tuition. And this is Miss Marge Hallmark, one of the most charming extras in the movies. Marge knows every hot spot in the city.
Hi, big boy. What's on your chest?
Well, any of the cannon ships open, Miss Marge?
Why, sure. The Royal Casino. The floating palace in the ocean about 5 miles out. Would you like to go?
You're talking my language, Miss Marge. Let's get going right now. Boys, this sure is some ship you got here.
It's the biggest boat on the ocean. A lot of ships trying to catch it up. Go wide open. Say, High Pocket, how about a Hollywood fizz?
Sure, I'll take a fizz of you any old time.
Hey, Tony, I'm drinking tea, you understand?
Yeah.
Put a bucket in here.
You betcha, I got it.
Well, Miss Marge, here's looking to you.
Here's to a handsome duke.
Golly, that sure hit the spot. Fill up, Tony. Hey, this old ship makes me think of my gold mine down in old Mexico.
Oh, you have a gold mine, huh?
Who, me? Hey, cutie, I got gold nuggets in Mexico big as a football.
Oh,
that's... call me Klondike Mac down in Mexico.
Oh, gee, big boy. Say, how about taking me to Mexico sometime?
Sure, honey, why not? Say, hey, you know, I kind of feel sick, Miss Marge.
Oh.
Where are you? Miss Marge, where are you?
Here
what
I am.
What's new to me? My eyes.
Oh, no, I'm
right
here.
I can't see, Miss Marge. Miss Marge, I can't see.
Come on, Marge.
I can't see.
Got him like a lump of lead. The old boy needs an escort, all right. Gee, he's got plenty of dough, too. Tens, twenties, fifties. Boy, some luck for me. I better get going.
Drop that wallet, Marge.
Oh.
Drop it. Thought I was dead to the world, didn't you? Mexico oil men don't pass out with a pocket full of dough. Give me that wallet.
Oh, here. All right, Mr. Don't point that gun at me. You know, I was only trying to save you from being robbed.
No high-binding alibi, Marge. I know your game. Now I want the lowdown on Cleota.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
About time you were learning. Start talking. Talk, you understand?
I don't know what to say.
How much money do the Cleota girls get when they pull a stunt like this?
Oh, we split 50-50.
I thought so. Tell me, what were you doing before you got in this game?
Oh, well, I was working in a bakery in Minnesota. I read a want ad one day. And
what kind of ad?
A man was offering to teach me to be a movie star. And I was to get a good job when I got to California.
Oh, I see. And what happened when you came to Hollywood?
Oh, I soon found out a girl can't learn to act by mail.
And then what?
Well, I worked a while in a tailor shop.
Yeah?
But, gee, I got tired of taking insults, and I quit that job.
All right, go on.
Well, I worked as a car hop next, when I was let out.
Yeah?
Oh, I tried everywhere to get a job, but I couldn't find work.
No?
Finally, I got dead broke. Then I read the escort ad, and I went to see Cleota.
And if you hadn't read that want ad, you wouldn't be here.
Well, I know that, mister. Oh, I can't tell you the rest. I can't.
I think I understand.
Oh, what chance is a girl? I was broke and hungry. I had to live.
Listen, the world is full of opportunity for people who really want to work.
Oh, I tell you, mister, I tried as hard to find work as any girl ever did. Why, I walked from place to place until my feet were blistered. When I did find a job open, well, it was something I couldn't take.
I know exactly what you mean. You had a dream of being a movie star, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I had, but not anymore.
You're not really happy at what you're doing, are you, Marge?
Of course not. Who could be happy? All the time trying to trick someone. Always afraid. Oh, luck is against everything I do.
No, no. Every now and then, someone becomes famous overnight, little girl. And people call it luck. But anyone who reaches the top in any line of work does not get there by luck. Remember that. They work, they study, they plan, and they think and prepare themselves for opportunity. And when opportunity does come, they're able to step down and do the job. Come, little girl, you're going with me.
Oh, no, please, mister. Well, I've never been arrested before. Oh, won't you please let me go this time?
I understand, Marge. I believe
you. I'm not a bad girl, really.
Listen, my real name is Bob Nolan, a friend of Norman Howard. And if Howard were here, he would help you. Help you to find a job, and that is exactly what we will do. Now, is that fair?
Oh, yes. Oh, it's more than fair. More than I deserve. Oh, I will make good.
Come.
I will make good.
Come on.
Remember, each episode of Wife Wanted was created from real letters and events. Yet all names we use are fictitious, and any similarity in names with any person living or dead is purely coincidental. In our ensuing programs, you will hear a story of banker, clerk, housewife, minister, maid, and movie star. Stories dealing with modern life in the homes of those who fail and those who succeed. Don't miss the next episode of Wife Wanted, written and produced by Robert E. Callahan.